This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How you guys holding up? Holding out in your prison time, because that's essentially what you're serving, folks. You're serving in a prison of our own creation. Look, I don't have a problem with the government saying, you know, look, in certain times, we need to be more vigilant and stay in and, you know, and be care about the public good. But this is not it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, comrades. May 1st is the date that we're all supposed to get out of prison. We will have missed Easter, missed going to church multiple Sundays and so on and so forth. But you get out of prison and you know where you get back to, people? You get back to the plantation. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Giving you the straight truth. I know you're out of the gulag, but you're still back on that plantation. Now, it's a little different plantation because you have a guy in control, Donald Trump, and he's trying to get, he's fixing it. He's telling you, look, there are no walls here. You can leave whenever you want, and many of you left. Many of you left. Many of you joined him in 2016. You stayed with him in 2018. You're more committed to him now. There is nobody, no politician on the planet who has more commitment than Donald Trump. Not one. I don't care about... Go anywhere. Go to Canada. Go to China. Go wherever you want. There is nobody with more of a commitment, people that support what he's doing, than Donald Trump. You may not agree with everything. You may... Kevin, he passed that big stimulus or whatever. Look, folks, stop playing checkers and play chess. Understand what Donald Trump's doing and you'll get it. You'll get it. Get off the plantation. May 1st, you get out of prison and you get back on the plantation. Now, what is the plantation? Well, I'll give you an example. While you were in prison in California, they gave tickets to people who went out to watch the sunset. They gave tickets. By the way, Bernie Sanders quit. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to it. I know. He quit. Bernie quit a long time ago. That isn't news. Bernie quit months ago. He pretends to run. I jokingly say Bernie's that dude, that he's the hunter that goes to the woods. Three times he gets sodomized by the bear, and on the third time the bear says, hey man, something tells me you're not here to hunt. What do you want to talk about Bernie for? California's giving tickets out for people watching the sunset. That was when you were in prison. You can't go out because this dreaded Wuhan, it isn't killing a fraction of the people it was supposed to. It was estimated it was going to kill 2.2 million people, and now they've revised it, and they revised it again, and they revised it again. It's going to kill less than 100,000. It's going to kill less than 50,000. And legit, it's going to kill less than 20,000. Hey, if you have a heart attack, anything you die of today, it's Wuhan. It's Chinese Wuhan. Y'all want to talk about Bernie Sanders. The father was handcuffed in front of his six-year-old daughter. What were they doing? What violation did this man commit? He was playing T-ball with his daughter at a park. T-ball with his daughter at a park. During the time of quarantine. I guess he hadn't socially distanced himself far enough. So anyway, he's going to get out of that prison. I don't know what's going to happen. I would love to help this guy. I would love to mount up a case against the people and say, how dare you? How dare? Look, we live in a time where little girls are supposed to be oppressed. You got a dad plugging into his little girl. Daughter, he's out there playing sports, man. And he's encouraging her. And what do? You arrest her daddy in front of her. I mean, common sense? Am I wrong here, people? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Am I wrong for being upset that a cop doesn't have the common sense? Some municipality who's enforcing Governor Newsom or some leftist Democrat's order. And he can't have enough sense to say, hey, listen, pops, I love what you're doing with your daughter. I love it, man. But If I let you do it, everybody in the neighborhood's going to do it. And then, you know, it comes back on me. So do me a favor, play a little while longer, but, you know, go in and he could have handled it that way. He didn't. Yep, he didn't. Bernie Sanders is out. That's right. Donald Trump says Bernie Sanders is out. Thank you to Elizabeth Warren. If not for her, Bernie would have won almost every state on Super Tuesday. This ended just like the Democrats and the DNC wanted. Same as a crooked Hillary fiasco. The Bernie people should come to the American party. Trade! Exclamation point. Donald Trump knows how to bait, man. He knows how to troll. There's a video of Donald Trump trolling the media saying, you know, they all want to be in here in these sessions, but we have to socially distance. But they're out there waiting, and they're upset about the people who are in here because he had probably invited only certain ones, so they weren't getting the scoop. He trolled the heck out of them. And he's trolling the anti-Biden people, the people that, well, I mean, to some degree, he's trolling Bernie people. He's saying, hey, look, you lost your guy again. What are you going to do? The DNC screwed you? Elizabeth Warren screwed you? The Democratic Party screwed you? By the way, Bernie screwed you? Yeah, man. Bernie Sanders out. You don't know what to do with him. Hey, it's not smooth sailing for Joe Biden. Joe Biden still isn't the man. Don't think that. Hillary Clinton's waiting in the wings, and so is Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo still waiting in the wings. We got a poll I'm going to talk about in a minute about Andrew Cuomo. Bernie's out. Joe Biden's supposedly in. Bernie puts out a tweet. Let's go forward together. The struggle continues. And I went out on the website, on the his Twitter feed, and I wanted to see what people were saying. And here's what they were saying. This is bad news for Joe Biden. I will never vote for Biden. I bet you, no exaggeration, 15 to 20% of the people were, I will not vote for Joe Biden. Some people said this. What you did, Bernie, was give 4 more years of Trump. I guess that was one that Trump won't get the vote for. But that's okay, as long as they don't vote for Biden. Here's another one. You let us down. Here's another one. You let the DNC and the oligarchs win. Yeah, they're not happy with Bernie. This one was a big time. I don't know whether the Greenies found out and just came over, but they said, I'm voting for the Green Party. Going third party all up in this mad mug, man. Woo! Not voting for Biden, not voting for Trump, but voting for the Green Party. Wasted vote, we'll take it. Here's another one. Not voting. I'd say 10% were not voting. Others, goodbye and good riddance. And here's the other one. Bye, fraud. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys know that Mount Rushmore was declared a tribute to white supremacy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was declared a tribute to white supremacy. And look, I understand the history of our nation and what we've been through and the idea that there are four white guys on the mountain. Really? So if I went to Sweden, as an example, and there were tributes to white dudes that I don't know, you know, Sven and Zoran and Norgen and whatever, and I could go there and go, well, this is racist. You know, it's a monument to white supremacy. It's a monument to people who built the country. Look, I can't stand the ideology of Andrew Jackson. Can't stand it. Andrew Jackson, as a product of his time, he was a racist. He oppressed the Indians and a host of other things. But I'll tell you this, that crazy white dude is the reason you are listening to my voice right now. He said, I don't care who owns this property. We want it and we're taking it and we're going to do a lot more with it. Look, we can argue. Would the Native Americans have made the progress that we've made in this nation? I'm going to settle this with this very so-called racist comment and tell you no. They wouldn't have. They didn't have the vision of the white guys that took it over. Here's what's the sad part about things. The people who are willing to take what they want, the Rockefellers, the Gettys, and the Vanderbilts and all them, those people, as cruel as they can be, as cruel as things seem of what they do, they are the reason for progress. I know that sounds antithetical because, you know, we took this land from the Indians. And theoretically, what I'm saying is somebody could come and take it from us. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Somebody could say, you people are squandering this land. We're going to take it. You're willing to let us take it. You're willing to let us do things. We're going to take it. Hitler, he did twice. The German government said, we're going to go take, we're going to expand and take land. And twice, some white boys pushed them back. Mostly white boys, said, no, it's not going to happen. It took a lot to drag our white boys into World War II, but finally when FDR went, man, this dude is serious. He's going to come, he's not playing around. He's going to do to us what the Indians, what we did to the Indians. He said, let's go. And he dispatched the army to Italy, to Sicily, and we invaded Europe. First time we'd, I mean, outside of the Barbary Coast, first time we'd ever decided we're going to wage war over somewhere else. And we went in and kicked Mussolini's butt. But it took a lot of prodding to get us to do it. Now, we're much more civilized today. We say, you know what? We'll leave things alone. We don't want to have this expansionist attitude. But guess what? Putin did it. Putin said, hey, I'm going to take back Crimea. I'm going to take it back. He did exactly what Hitler did. If it's more than 50% Russian, it's ours. And he took it, and Obama said,
you better not do that. No, you better stop it.
He was the modern-day Chamberlain, if you want to go back and look at some historical references. So, yeah, took it. And somebody is willing to take it from us. But you know why they won't? Because, number one, we are armed. And, number two, we have far too many people that have the attitude of all those cruel, mean industrialists and the attitude of people like Andrew Jackson that waits for the opportunity to get that land. Andrew Jackson waited for Davy Crockett and others to start a war with Mexico, separate from him, and then he went in and finished the deal. That's how we got most of the United States, the western part of the United States. That's how we got it. Andrew Jackson said, I'll wait it out. You start the war, I'll finish it for you. That's how it worked. Anyway, these white men that sit on top of that mountain, I don't know who decided to put them there. You can go look at the history. I know Lincoln's up there. I know I'm happy he's up there as a black man. And knowing the both slave parts of my family, I'm very happy Lincoln is on Mount Rushmore. That makes me a white supremacist? Then so be it. I accept. You're not going to chase me off with words. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way. Full American, happens to be of the black ilk. Trump errs by recognizing the progressive left's ubiquitous narrative of white supremacy. This is what I'm reading. The president's response on white supremacy enables the constant attack on white Americans and Judeo-Christian culture. Moreover, his statements feed the propaganda machinery of the Democratic Party. Further, Trump's wording here is assist in the completion of the occupation by the ideological invasion, not the brown people invasion that the left uses as a cudgel to squelch this opinion. Consider the recent Walmart attack where the media reported white supremacist attack. In truth, the attacker was a radical environmentalist who killed over 20 people. The media perpetuates this deception repeatedly. They intentionally stoke the flames of racism and single out white people as the privileged perpetrators of the civil disobedience and crimes such as the tragedy in El Paso. Why? Because the progressive left and the media intentionally wish to drive our citizenry into a civil war that pits all the races against one another. Well, Donald Trump did something on white supremacy. We talked about it. Donald Trump was the first dude who declared a white supremacist group a terror group. It's called RIM, the Russian Imperialist Movement, or something like that. He declared them persona non grata. They can't get any money. They can't be supported by anybody. There's a price to pay. Be paid. That move is huge. It's huge because he did it, not feckless Barack Obama. Barack Obama didn't declare the new Black Panthers a racist group. He didn't. I mean, he had made Antifa a terrorist group, not a racist group, but a terrorist group. He didn't do this one. Same way he avoided posthumously freeing Jack Johnson or pardoning Jack Johnson. What, is it too controversial? So Donald Trump decides, you know what? I can get the narrative here. I can steal back this narrative. All these things they accuse me of, them dividing the country, the Antifas, the Black Lives Matter, attacking citizens who dare to walk the street wearing a hat that says MAGA on it, and then the media tells you there's white supremacy, as if the MAGA people are out beating up gay people who are on the show Empire, right? That's what they want you to believe, that there are people out there, marauders, who can't stand the idea that you voted for Barack Obama, or who can't stand the idea that you're gay and you're black, or whatever. People that, quite frankly, are the salt of the earth, that don't care not even any minutia amount about a Jussie Smollett or anybody else. But Donald Trump just put that stuff to bed. And boy, it's going to be a campaign issue, you can bet. Trump will remind people what he did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is starting off the week seemingly miles apart on an interim coronavirus bill to boost small businesses. Republican leaders are pushing for a $250 billion aid package that would go right to small businesses. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are pushing to expand and include more money that would go to hospitals and state and local governments. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, tells Fox News,
I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses this week. We put funding into hospitals and the state and city governments for their responses to this virus just in this same legislation a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the only program that's at risk of running out of money are the small business loans.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state's coronavirus curve is continuing to flatten. Speaking in New York, Cuomo says New York appears to have reached a plateau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Please allow me to speak on your behalf on the Kevin Jackson Show and let you know that you are most likely not depressed by the quarantine. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. People in quarantine, at home with loved ones, with their kids, their spouses, maybe even family, friends. Most of us conservatives, we are thriving in this environment. Yeah, you are. I see you. I see you out bicycling with the kids. I saw a thing that says, being out in public with your family, is it safe? I'm thinking, what better social distancing? You see a family 100 feet away. The kids and the dad, mom are all, who knows how far, doesn't matter. When they go to the house, they're all within a distance of each other. But they're out there breathing fresh air. Coronaviruses can't spread within 10, 12 feet. So they're not, literally they're in an island, in a bubble, going along. And should they do this? In Britain, I saw a report. They are looking at drones of people. They see people out hiking with their dog, like a couple hiking with their dog. And they're like, hey, you should be in. It's a quarantine. But there are people smashed together on the tubes. They call the subway the tube. They're smashed together because so few of them are running, but people still have to do their essential work. So these people are literally on top of each other, like smashed in a sardine can, but they're worried about the people walking their dogs in the middle of nowhere. It's crazy out there. Anyway, we at home during quarantine, we're learning new languages. You're doing things around the house that need to be done. Things that we do spring cleaning, but we do it on the weekend. Now you've got the entire week to get your house together. Working together with your spouse and the kids are doing things. Maybe you're even homeschooling your kids and you're finding out, you know what? They don't teach them jack. Let me tell you what. My son goes and gets his assignment. And because they have it on the computer, and he's done in 15 minutes. I'm not even exaggerating it. Worst case scenario, an hour. He goes away. I say, so what are the assignments? I'm done. I go, no. You're not done. So I look at what the assignments. He's done them, but I go, we're gonna go do more. And every time he goes, oh, but every time we come out of it, you know what he does? He's like, wow, that was cool. Then he's going and he finds other stuff. And you know what the two words I taught him? Intellectual curiosity. That's what I ask him about everything he does. I say, son, where's your intellectual curiosity? If you can't study a subject without going, I wonder what that means. I wonder what they meant by that. I wonder how that works. That's what you should have, is intellectual curiosity. That's going to help you connect the dots. Anyway, you're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe you started that new hobby/business you've been wanting to do for a while. but your real job was getting in the way. But now you can do it. You can start selling some of that stuff on eBay. You're looking for ways to do things to supplement your income while you're out. That's what you do. That's how you think. But here's the most important part. You're appreciating your family. You are. I've seen you. That's what I talked about earlier with the kids out playing, doing stuff. I saw a father with his daughter out in a soccer field, just the two of them. I mean, beautiful social distancing, but he was with his daughter. I doubt he would have been doing that at 10 o'clock in the morning on a normal day. I read an article where a woman said she hadn't hugged her child in 18 days, and I thought to myself, why? You live in the same house, more than likely, unless she was separated. She lives in the same house where the kid hadn't hugged him for 18 days. And I was thinking, your kid probably didn't even want to hug you, you lefty. When I'm with my kids, I hug them all the time, first thing in the morning. My kid, I don't care, yeah, 20, 30 years old. Hey, Dad. Hey, son. Give each other a shug. When they get home from something, when I pick them up from sports, hug my kids all the time. I've said this and I believe this, folks. Leftists don't really like their kids. They tolerate their kids. And they feel even worse, here it comes, about their spouses. Most leftist relationships were born on lies and built on deceit. Because leftists have no moral core. When they're forced to confront their demons, they give up. They're like, I just don't know what to do. She just will not put that toilet seat up and leave it up. And she's like, he will never put that toilet seat down. I don't know what it is. He wants me to fall into the bowl. And you're sitting there going, whatever. They give up. They say that the divorce rate has gone up during the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Yep. Forced to confront each other on a daily basis. I bet you, the study I read had to do with Chinese divorce rate. They said when the Chinese lifted the ban on the Chinese Wuhan virus, that people immediately went out and started filing for divorce. And I was thinking, they don't even have to lift the ban right now for Hollywood leftists. There are people filing for divorce electronically in Hollyweird. I bet you the divorce rate, I don't know what it was before, but it's 50% higher. I'd be willing to bet in Hollywood, or what I call Hollyweird, than it was before. They're going to divorce after quarantine. Because here's the deal with these Holly weirdos and as other leftists, they finally see how obnoxious they are. See, you know your spouse. You know your kids. I don't mean you know them. You know, your kids will do things that will surprise you from time to time, and so will your spouse. But you know them. You know them at their core. You know that if they do something wrong, they will regret it. And you know them. You know how to deal with them. I mean, I'm telling you, you can date somebody and go to their place, they come to your place. You put two people together in the same place and you will see how that relationship is going to be. And you have chosen your mates and you've made your little munchkins and you know how they are. There aren't that many surprises for you in quarantine. Okay? But for the left, they don't know their mates. They don't know their kids. They think they do. And then they get quarantined and they're like, who are the spawn of Satan are these kids? Oh, yeah, they're the spawn of Satan. They're yours. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. I'm just explaining leftism to the lefties out there. I don't know how many people listen to the program, nor do I care. But here's what I will tell you. At some point in the future, they will come back and listen to these musings of mine and say, he was so profound. He was ahead of his time. And you know what? I ain't ahead of no time. I'm just telling people common sense. This is just the way it is. Oh, man. Yep. Bad relationships. Relationships in Hollywood during the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus, you can bet, are on the skid. But they say that in China, it's bad. Countries, states, and cities around the world, I'm reading, are on lockdown, urging residents to stay home whenever possible to help slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. a.k.a. Chinese Wuhan virus. China, the country where the disease originated, I'm shocked they even said that, is slowly starting to emerge from its national quarantine. And as couples who have spent months holed up together re-enter the world, a trend is starting to show. Way more people than usual seem to be filing for divorce in China this month. Now, this was an article for March. Yeah, so they said what I said earlier. As one housewife in her 30s, oh, no, they said the country only publishes its official death rates annually, but anecdotal reports show such a huge surge in filings for March, so many that the workers processing them don't even have time to drink water. I think that's probably a little bit of an exaggeration. As one housewife in her 30s in southern Guangdong province told Bloomberg, 2 months alone in a small house with her out-of-work husband was just too much. They had too little money. They spent too much time in front of screens and had a particularly annoying habit of riling up the kids. He had a particularly annoying habit of riling up the kids just before bedtime. He's the troublemaker in the house, she says. I don't want to endure anymore. We've agreed to get a divorce, and the next thing is to find lawyers. Trivial matters in life led to the escalation of conflicts, and poor communications has caused everyone to be disappointed in marriage and make the decision to divorce, said the city's registrar. So this is what's happening. Chinese Wuhan is not only responsible for economic collapse of the stock market, job loss, etc. It's causing angst and depression and divorce and all kinds of things. And this is what leftists like. This is the environment they thrive in. This is why they chose to do this under Donald Trump. And they did not choose to do this under President Obama. That's why. Obama would have driven people over the edge. People were already depressed by this clown. And so they were like, if we heap this on those tiny little black shoulders, America will be destroyed. And they didn't do it. But they decided to test Donald Trump. And I say Donald Trump passed with flying colors, but you will be the judge of that, and so will history. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've talked to officials throughout the country who have said that they have to temper their remarks and what they say about the federal government response for fear that President Trump will punish the citizens of their state if he considers them to be a complainer. You and President Trump seem to have been working collaboratively. He praised you yesterday. Do you find yourself, by necessity, tempering what you say in terms of any issues you might have with the federal response?
I've been consistent, and Jake, you know this, we've been dealing with historic wildfires and droughts out in the West here in California, and I've always said, I've said it back a year ago, this is not time to bicker. I don't care who's up and down, whose polls are looking better than someone else's, or who wants to run for president, or who doesn't. When it comes to times of crisis, we need to raise above the partisanship, and I've extended always an open hand, not a closed fist in those circumstances, and this is no different. But let me just be candid with you. I'd be lying to you to say that he hasn't been responsive to our needs. He has.
Womp, 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 Jake Tapper, CNN, trying to start some mess.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Jake Tapper. Well, there's some people that tell me, you know, unreliable, impeachable sources, because I can't tell you who they are. Here's why. They don't exist. But anyway, those people say to me that if you don't play by Trump's rules, you don't get your money, you don't get this or that. And there's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, in no way a fan of President Trump. And he says, look, I got to tell you, we're getting everything we asked for. The Democrats wonder why they're not getting any traction. Let me read this to you. U.S. leads coronavirus fight. World looks to us for recovery. This was in Fox News. A current global myth alleges that America under the Trump administration is not leading the world in the fight against the coronavirus and its accustomed role as the post-war global leader. Yet the U.S. was the first major nation to issue a travel ban on flights from China, with Donald Trump making that announcement on January 31st. That was a bold act. It likely saved thousands endangered by Chinese perfidy and soon became a global model. None of the ban's loud critics is today demanding it be rescinded. In typically American fashion, as we've seen in crisis from Pearl Harbor to 9/11, after initial shock and unpreparedness, the U.S. economic and scientific juggernaut kicks into action. Already the U.S. is transitioning from a long, disastrous reliance on China, on Chinese medical supplies and pharmaceuticals. In ad hoc fashion, companies are gearing up massive production of masks, ventilators, key antiviral supplies. The number of known deaths from the virus, for now the only reliable data, shows a fatality of about 7 to 8 million people in the United States. That per capita toll is analogous to Germany's and one of the lowest in the world among larger nations. That's the article in Fox News. So I keep saying for the Democrats, for the lame brain dead moronic Democrats, you're not going to get any traction on this. Yeah, there's so many reasons why people are not paying attention to the Democrats. The polls for Trump in a time where 7 million people went on unemployment in a week, almost 7 million. And people are going, it's not Trump's fault. I'm just waiting to get that next job. I'm waiting to see what the next opportunity is. I know there are people worried. I told you guys, my mom and pops, Mary and Frank, are going, what are we going to do if this goes on much longer, son? You know, we're in a global economy here with manufacturing in China and Mexico and all this. And I just told her to hang in there. Hang in there. Apply for your loan. She said they did. She said they kept as many people as they could, laid off 400 people, but optimistic. Still optimistic. But what do the Democrats have to be optimistic about? They got a group of people who have lied at every turn. They've demonized it. Donald Trump comes on and he says, hey, feel good, America. We just put in a stimulus package that's going to help the majority of you stay afloat over the next 60 days. He put that number there for a reason. Donald Trump didn't pick it arbitrarily. 60 days. And let me tell you what he's telling you. He's saying, before 60 days, this will be done. I'm telling you guys, if you are not, by the end of May, if you haven't planned on the ramp up and this thing going, you missed out. Let me put it a different way. When Trump got elected, I had taken all my money out of the stock market under Obama. Yeah, it went up, but it was fake. And I should have, when Trump was going to win and I knew he was going to win, I should have invested in the stock market then and there. And it would have shot up. Now, what happened to me was I didn't do anything for a while. Got in, I rode a wave, a bit of a wave, took everything out for a bit. Then it started back down, and it went down, way down. And you know what I did? About a month ago, got back in. And I'm not telling you to do it. Your financial issues are your own. But I got back in because I know that sucker's going to go back up with a vengeance. With a vengeance. People are going to be making up for lost time. Donald Trump is not going. And by the way, neither are leftists. Leftists, the one thing that they love more than they hate Trump is they love their money. If they can't get him temporarily, they can't get him. And this thing has lost its legs. because of you and because of the Democrats. The Democrats want you to believe that Donald Trump coming out making you feel good by saying, look, we've heard good things about this viral, this antiviral that can treat the Chinese Wuhan. He can't do it. He's awful. What's he trying to do? Save lives? When he says he wants to open up by Easter. What is the man, crazy? People could die. So he extends it. And he extends it to the degree that they want. And you know what they go? No, it's not enough to take it to the end of April. We got to take it to the end of November. Really? Take it to November. Then they start strategizing. We don't want people to vote. Stay away from everybody. You know, what are we going to do? Well, let's move out our, you know, their little shindig to get Joe Biden shooed in. So they moved it out to August. Some people just want it to be a foregone conclusion. Those people that love Joe Biden, the people that understand that creepy Joe Biden is suspect, they say, nope, we want a convention. They keep asking Bernie Sanders on The View. Whoopi Goldberg interviewed Bernie Sanders remotely, of course. Wouldn't let Bernie answer the question. She says, why are you still in it? And Bernie's like, well, the reason, and then she interrupts. Why don't you get out? That's what you did with Hillary. You ought to get out. Bernie says, well, here's the reason I'm saying, yeah, well, why don't you just get out? They don't want him. I mean, they don't want him in. They want Joe Biden to skate through. And let me tell you, worst thing they can do, because Joe Biden won't be tested. They haven't tested him. Bernie Sanders is treating the dude like he's his brother-in-law. He's not treating him like he's an opponent. The Democrats are not tested. And do you think Donald Trump's not going to ask Joe Biden the tough questions to get his mind spinning again? It's insane. Donald Trump is going to grill this man. Donald Trump's going to come at him at angles Joe Biden has never seen. Joe Biden is, you know, learning how to box. He's in the first week of boxing lessons. He's just learned how to put on put on gloves. He doesn't even know how to tape his hands. And Trump's out here, you know, shadow boxing over there, you know, looking at it. I mean, he's going to kill this man, metaphorically, of course. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm truly looking forward to the Democrats, you know, bringing all this stuff up and getting in the ring with a real champion, a guy who's going to say, Joe Biden, you had your chance. You and Barack Obama blew it, and on and on. And I tell you guys this, why? Because I want you to understand that, you know, the Democrats have tried to stir a lot of fear and emotion in you, and they have. They've been able to do that. You send me the notes. I read them all. I get the phone messages, 844-551-8255, by the way. And I go to, I just think to myself, guys, don't buy into this. Let me tell you, in order to compete with President Trump, Joe Biden's got to step up his game, or he's going to be out on his butt. Biden took stage with MSNBC. It was an embarrassment. Here was the interview. Oops, we don't have time to play it. It's a little too long. I'll play it next hour. But it was embarrassing. It's no wonder they've teed up, Cuomo, who definitively says, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. There's nothing you can do to get me to do it. I'm not even thinking about it except when I'm thinking about it. It's fun to watch, though. Captain Demento. So these guys have tried to scare you. They've tried to scare the nation. And Donald Trump has come out and said, you're going to get your money quickly. If you're an individual, we're going to let you get through the hard times. If you're a company, a small business, we're going to give you a quick bridge loan so you can stay operational. You're the most important among us. You're 80% of the companies in America are small business. You're a big business. Don't worry. We got you back. I mean, he's done everything he could possibly do the right way. And these guys fight it. But that fight is what's going to cost them the election. Be happy for Democrats' craziness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.